Hey, what's up, folks? My name is Rob Gorski, and you're listening to the Autism Dad Podcast. I really appreciate you taking the time to tune in this week. I'm really excited because I had a chance to sit down and talk with Melissa Haruza. She's a director of marketing and corporate sponsorships for AdoptAClassroom.org. They're a national award-winning nonprofit that provides the most flexible and accountable funding for K-12 teachers and students throughout the entire U.S. They have a proprietary, easy-to-use educational fundraising platform that helps teachers, principals, and administrators give every child the tools they deserve to succeed in school. Since 1998, they have raised more than $36 million and supported 4.5 million students. They are a 501c3 organization and hold a 4-star rating with Charity Navigator. Basically, they're an amazing organization that are doing amazing things for our kids and their teachers. You know, teachers, it should go without saying that teachers play such a vital role in lives, in the futures of all of our children. And they are overworked. They are underpaid. They are understaffed. They are underfunded. They are underappreciated. And the sad truth is that a lot of teachers are having to fund the classrooms out of their own pockets. And that's not okay. It shouldn't be that way. AdoptAClassroom.org is helping people like you and I better support teachers in our local area or just support schools in general throughout the country where the money goes to where it's needed most. It's a fantastic organization. I'm really grateful that Melissa was able to take the time to talk to me about this. I'm happy to be able to bring you this information. I will play the interview in its entirety following the commercial break. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back. The Autism Dad is brought to you by Lackey Kid. Have you ever wondered where to find the best sensory tools for children with autism? Dealing with sensory issues can be very challenging for families like mine. Thankfully, there's Lackey Kid. Lackey Kid was founded by an autism dad to provide support, education, and other tools that can help children with anxiety, sleep, attention span, and sensory processing issues. They've helped thousands of autism families improve the quality of their lives. Visit LackeyKid.com/theautismdad and find out how you can receive a free sensory toy. This is a limited time offer while supplies last, so visit LackeyKid.com/theautismdad for more information. All right, and we're back. As I said in the beginning, we're going to be speaking with Melissa Haruza from AdoptAClassroom.org. She is the director of marketing, and they are a nationwide nonprofit that does a lot of really important things to help out schools and teachers and educational needs. So I'm gonna ask Melissa to sort of talk about what they do, and we'll have a little conversation about that and get into how you guys can help support the cause, and we'll go from there. How's it going, Melissa?
Doing well, Bob. How are you doing?
Not too bad.
Awesome. Well, thanks for inviting me today. Again, I'm with AdoptAClassroom.org, and we power today's classrooms to help prepare tomorrow's graduates. Our vision is that every child should have equal access to the tools they deserve in school to be successful. And we know from working with educators for more than 21 years that that's not necessarily the case. Not every classroom in the United States looks the same and has the same access to materials that they need, nor should they. Every classroom is unique and students are unique. And so we try to empower teachers and principals to have flexible spending so they can decide which supplies they need for their classrooms and get them in the hands of students as quickly as we can.
Very cool. How long have you guys been around?
Yeah, we were founded in 1998, so we've been around a while. I don't know if all of your listeners know what crowdfunding is, but it's basically a way for one individual to go out to their community and try to raise funds. Mm-hmm. And we're one of the first crowdfunding sites, and we were started to help teachers. And when we started, teachers were spending a lot of money out of their own pockets on school supplies because their students didn't have the materials they needed. And today, that's still a major problem for teachers that they're overcoming every year. Teachers spend about $740 a year out of their own pockets, and about 20% of teachers are spending more than $1,000.
Wow.
So it's a pretty massive issue, and I think a lot of people are shocked when they learn about how challenging it is to be a teacher these days. And we definitely want to get them the materials they need so they can focus better on supporting the education of our nation's children, because that's really what the job should be. Not necessarily worrying about papers and pens and books for reading. And they should just, it's a given that they should have those supplies.
This is really interesting for me because my kids go to a charter school for kids with autism, and our public school system here is not equipped to deal with this kind of stuff. So, it's tuition free, but the teachers pay a good chunk of a good percentage. They pay for the supplies, a lot of the supplies in the classroom out of pocket. You think about it, they have one of the most important jobs there is, educating the future generation. They're already underpaid and overworked, and having them be responsible for supplies and things for around the classroom just doesn't seem right. And something like this allows teachers or even parents to sort of just help out wherever it's needed, right? So like, you don't have to have a specific school in mind. You could just, hey, I want to be a part of this. I want to make a difference somewhere. You can just donate, and then that can be distributed to where it's needed.
Yeah, absolutely. If you just go to adoptaclassroom.org and click on support our mission, that will just go to help support everything that we do here at Adopt a Classroom, which is support tens of thousands of classrooms across the country. We support K through 12 public, private, and charter schools. So schools like where your kids go to school. Or you can go on and you can search for a specific teacher or a specific school if you have one in mind, or if you're connected to one already. And you can choose to give one time or monthly. So we try to make it as flexible as we can for donors that want to give to have different options. But if you really know where you want it to go, you can also do that on our website as well. What I get really excited about, because we have a lot of feedback from teachers that this is what they need, is the fact that when you give on Adopt a Classroom, it goes into a virtual savings account. And that teacher or that principal can spend that money whenever they want on what they want. And they so rarely have the opportunity to do that. And it opens a lot of doors for students, because what a teacher needs in September might not be what they need in November. And so it allows them to really react and to adapt to what their students need, which is what we need in our education system and don't have enough of right now.
So. If a school has an account with you guys and they have money, and you said a virtual savings account, how do they go about getting supplies that they need? Do they go through you guys, or do they have a way of spending that money anywhere they want, or how does that work?
That's a great question. So we try to make it really streamlined. So everything we do is online and virtual. Teachers and schools go on and register. You can give right online. And then from their virtual savings account, they can log into Adopt a Classroom and shop from about 30 different educational vendors. Okay. Or if they can't find something in our vendor marketplace, it's kind of like Amazon for educators. It has all the products that a typical classroom or school would need. But if there's something unique that they want, they can always work with our team to get something else. Right now, alternative seating is a really popular item, especially for special education teachers. They have students that need to wiggle, they need to move, and it actually helps their academic performance. So we have some alternative options. But if a teacher or a principal had something in mind that they really wanted that wasn't in our marketplace, they absolutely could go outside of it.
Okay, that's cool. So they have a wide array of options in order to utilize the funds that they have inside of this virtual account.
Yeah, I mean, they're educators, they're professionals, they know what they need. So it's really about empowering them to get what they need and not make it a hassle for them. What's great for donors is that you then get a list of all the supplies that were purchased.
Oh, really?
Right in your inbox. Yeah, right when the order goes through. And then when the teacher or principal orders those items, they're drop shipped directly to the school.
Mm-hmm.
So they arrive right at the school, so they can just take them to their classroom.
So it's not like a lot of times when you donate money to places, you just assume that it goes to specific things because you never hear back. But people actually get information on what their money was actually spent on.
They do, yeah. So if you give to a teacher or a school specifically, you'll get a list of everything that was purchased and a thank you note from that teacher or principal. And then if you give, we have the Inclusive Classroom Fund, which helps support classrooms that identify the needs of each child individually. We have a lot of special education teachers who are funded through that program. So if you gave to the Inclusive Classroom Fund because you didn't have a teacher in mind or a school in mind, then our staff would be letting you know with regular updates, okay, who did you help fund? What did they help buy? And you get stories that way.
And then the Inclusive Classroom Fund, that deals with... is that specifically like special education, or is it just?
It's a mix. It's really about creating classroom environments that are strong for all students and meet students with their unique needs. One of the biggest needs for that are special education teachers. For example, more than 11% of public school students have an individual education plan because of special needs. So we see almost every teacher has some sort of unique need for their student, and they're having trouble finding funds to meet that need. So a program like the Inclusive Classroom Fund would help them meet their students at the needs that they have.
And then can the teachers or the school, can they sort of like advertise it or share their, like a link or something for their specific, fundraiser, so they can sort of market it a little bit, I guess?
Yeah. So teachers and principals, there are two ways that teachers or principals can get funds on our site. They can either register their classroom or school. So they just go to adoptaclassroom.org and then follow register for a teacher or a school administrator. And then from there, they'll have a classroom or school page they can share with their community and ask for funds that way. And if they receive a donation, they can spend it immediately. So they don't have to wait to hit their goal. They don't have to wait and fill out any lengthy application. It takes less than 10 minutes, and it's a way to meet some quick needs and get funding fast for what they need. And then from time to time, we'll have companies that come in communities across the country, or foundations that'll come in, and we'll help match them with teachers or schools that are on our site that need funds.
Okay.
So it's always great for them to be registered because they might be able to get funds that way, even if they aren't out there actively fundraising.
So you can... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. And then the third way for them to receive funds is through our Spotlight Fund grants. So that's, we'll have an application period for like the Inclusive Classroom Fund where they can apply for a grant. So if they're registered, they'll get an email from us when that's open and they can apply for a grant. Those are usually sufficiently more dollars, maybe like $1,000 grant or more.
Well, that can go a long way, especially if it's coming out of the school
absolutely.
Or the teacher's pockets. The Autism Debt is brought to you by Mightier. Mightier is an amazing program out of Harvard Medical and Boston Children's that utilizes video games in a wrist strap heart rate monitor to teach your kids to emotionally self-regulate. So if you are an autism parent like I am, that means fewer meltdowns. Fewer meltdowns means reduced parental stress and improved quality of life for your entire family. I've been using it with my son for over a year. It's absolutely fantastic. The games are fun. They're engaging. He loves it. doesn't even realize that he's learning while he's doing it, and then he naturally applies it to the rest of his life. It's basically biofeedback for kids, so it does work for any child. But due to the nature of autism, kids on the spectrum tend to have a more difficult time with emotional self-regulation, and so Mightier has a very profound impact on that. So if you want more information, including how to get a free 30-day trial, visit theautismdad.com/Mightier. That's theautismdad.com/Mightier. One of the questions that I think a lot of people have when it comes to, well, first of all, you guys are a 501c3 and you hold a 4-star rating. Well, one of the things that a lot of people want to know is what percentage of what they donate goes directly to the cause, and what goes to overhead or, you know, running the organization. Yeah.
Absolutely. If you go online at adoptaclassroom.org to a teacher directly, 100% of your gift will go directly to that teacher. So if you give $100, they'll have $100 to spend.
Okay.
And then for all of our other programs, you know, we have very, very low overhead. We have a pretty small staff, you know, less than 15 people supporting anywhere from 10 to 30,000 classrooms a year.
Wow.
And we're able to do that because we have such amazing technology that we've built over the years that helps connect teachers with funders and helps teachers and school admins spend those dollars pretty efficiently. So that's how we're able to be really dynamic and keep our overhead costs really, really low.
All right. And just to sort of review so that everybody understands, if any of the listeners want to support adoptaclassroom.org, they can just go to adoptaclassroom.org and donate, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If you just go to adoptaclassroom.org, at the top of our webpage, it says support our mission. You just want to go quickly to support our mission and give. That money will help us support high needs classrooms around the country.
And otherwise, is there a way for people to search?
Yeah, right next to that support our mission button, we have a fund a teacher button.
Okay.
So that will take you to search for a teacher, and fund a school will take you to find a school.
Oh, that's cool. So like if you're looking to support a special needs classroom or a school that has a specific need, you can search for that.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can just search and give. It takes less than 5 minutes to do. You can set up a one-time gift. But if you wanted to support a monthly gift, you could set that up as well. So for example, if you wanted to give your child's teacher $25 a month, you could just go look them up under Fund a Teacher and set up a $25 gift every month until you want to cancel it. And so that could help them get the basic supplies they need all year, because 92% of teachers have students in their classroom that can't afford supplies. So I'm sure if you talk to teachers, almost all of them are purchasing substantial amount of school supplies out of their own pockets. So that ongoing funding is really great for all those little things that come up throughout the school year.
All right. I'm going to have to actually talk to my kids' school, because I don't know that they know anything about this. And, you know, funding can be an issue sometimes. Especially with schools that are designed specifically for special needs,
right,
kids. So this is a really cool thing. I'm going to make sure that I point that out to the principal. One of the other things that you had mentioned was that you can sort of partner with other companies, that can come in and either match donations or, make donations, or you have sort of a partnership. And I understand that you guys have partnered with Lackey Kid.
We have, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'd love to. So Lackey Kid approached us because they wanted to help support special education in classrooms. So they are actually matching donations to our Inclusive Classroom Fund. If you go to adoptaclassroom.org and scroll to the... see what's new on our blog section, we'll have a link that goes right there that'll tell you more about our partnership. But what they're doing is they're matching donations from November 2nd through December 2nd. December 2nd is National Special Education Day. So they're matching all gifts up to $5,000 to the Inclusive Classroom Fund. And what that money is going to do is going to help us support special education teachers throughout the country with the supplies that they need for their students. So we're really excited about that partnership. It's the first time we've had a partner for this fund and in this specific area with a matching gift. So it's a great incentive to double your efforts if you want to help out. And then those funds will be up for grants in 2020, early 2020. So if you know a special education teacher that really needs some support, tell them to register for Adopt a Classroom. And we will be in touch with them in early 2020 about this Inclusive Classroom grant opportunity. It'll be a great way for them to get more supplies for their students.
Very cool. And so just so that everybody, because people will be listening to this episode at different times, that runs from, you said November 9th?
November 2nd through December 2nd.
Okay, November 2nd through December 2nd of 2019. So if you're listening to this outside of that window, you can still donate by going to adoptaclassroom.org. And there's multiple ways to donate. It's a really good cause. And Melissa, I really appreciate you coming on the show and talking about this, because I really like getting this kind of information out to people, because there's a lot of people that like to give back, but maybe don't know how to do it or don't know how to do something, or even just are aware that something like this exists. Like I said, I'm going to bring this to the attention of my kids' school and see if they can get set up on this as well. This is very cool. I really appreciate it. Is there anything else that you wanted to make sure everybody knows?
Yeah, I think one stat that I found the other day that I found really, really interesting is that 90% of students with special needs are capable of graduating on time, but only 65% of them do. And I think that speaks a lot to our education system. And we know that teachers make a huge difference. Mm-hmm. We all know a teacher in our lives that has impacted us in a really positive way. So I think if we can collectively join forces to give teachers the tools that they need, it's going to help our schools, but it's really going to help these students who are really capable, but they just don't have what they need. But with a good teacher and the right supplies, I think we can make a big, big difference.
I like that. Yeah. All right. Again, Melissa, I really appreciate you coming on today and talking to us about this. You guys can find adoptaclassroom.org at adoptaclassroom.org. Go there, make a donation, help out students and teachers from anywhere in the country. I really appreciate you again coming on the show, and we'll talk to you guys later. I just wanted to take a minute real quick and thank Melissa for coming onto the show and talking to us about adoptaclassroom.org. They're a fantastic organization. Please remember that you can go to adoptaclassroom.org, really, really easy to remember that, and donate, whether it's to your local school or it's to just a school in general, or just maybe the money goes to, a place where it's needed most. It's a fantastic thing to do, guys. Teachers are so important. Our kids are so important. And what adoptaclassroom.org is doing is really helping to ensure that our kids have a brighter future. So I really appreciate what they do. I really appreciate Melissa coming onto the show. You guys can find me at theautismdad.com. My social links are in the top right. Feel free to shoot me a message on Twitter or send me a message on a blog. I try to reply to everyone. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast on any of the major podcasting apps. Just look up The Autism Dad and then hit the subscribe button. I really, really appreciate that. And I look forward to speaking with you guys next week. Thanks.